Hare Krishna. Devotion is the emotion that takes us beyond all other emotions. When a mother has a child, her maternal emotion enables us to go beyond all other emotions. The child may, the mother may have done a whole day's hard work, and yet when at night the child starts crying, the mother puts aside her emotion of exhaustion and wakes up and cares for the child. And not only does the mother do this after the child is born, but even before the child is born, it is the maternal emotion that enables the mother to tolerate the pain of, to tolerate the labor pains. So the mother does experience the emotions that everyone else experiences, pain, exhaustion, but the deep, the richer emotion, maternal emotion, subsumes all other emotions. Subsumes means to include within itself as a smaller thing. So this principle of a higher and richer emotion subsuming other emotions applies to spiritual life too. In our devotional life, we aspire to experience the emotion of devotion in relationship with Krishna. And this devotional attraction towards Krishna brings such a fulfillment. It is so fulfilling that it enables us to tolerate and transcend all other emotions and distractions. So that's how devotees are able to stay undisturbed amidst worldly ups and downs. It is not that the devotees are constantly suppressing the worldly emotions, nor do the devotees become desensitized to worldly emotions. Rather, they experience a deeper, richer reality. They experience life's eternal reality, the reality of their spiritual identity, the reality of their eternal relationship with Krishna, and the fulfillment that comes by realizing even little bit these realities. And that's what enables us to, them to go beyond all other emotions. Now, if this same capacity to go beyond all other emotions is present in, say, the maternal emotion, or it can happen even in patriotic emotions. When soldiers are fighting on the war, they may forget other things. They may tolerate hunger, thirst, exhaustion for the cause of the nation. Then what is the difference between, say, maternal or patriotic emotion and devotional emotion? The difference essentially is in their connection with ultimate reality. The maternal or the patriotic emotions are temporary because they are connected with temporary things, whereas the devotional emotion is eternal, being connected with an eternal reality. That eternal reality is the reality of our relationship with Krishna. So that's why the Bhagavad Gita commends this devotion-centered perception of all other emotions. When it talks about a devotee in 12.17, from 12.13 to 12.20, the Bhagavad Gita talks about the characteristics of those qualities that endear a devotee to Krishna. So these people are devotees, but if the devotees have these characteristics, then they are especially dear to Krishna. So Krishna describes that those who do not become jubilant when they get good, and those who do not lament when they get bad. And then, harsham arshabhayo dvegair. So those who stay equipoised amidst various emotions, then, bhaktiman yasame priyaha bhaktiman. Just like there is dhanavan, one who possesses wealth. Ballavan, one who possesses strength. Similarly, bhaktiman, one who possesses bhakti. Such a person is very dear to Krishna. So, now how do we develop these devotions, this sort of profound emotions? By the practice of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga connects us with Krishna through his various spiritual manifestations and thereby kindles our dormant devotion. And as this devotion develops, then it fulfills our heart, and gradually it enables us to transcend all other emotions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.